You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. You know, I said yesterday or last time that we were done with this subject on knowing and believing the love of God. I apologize, I lied to you. There's some stuff I want to go back over to really, because really this is the crux of where we want to get to, okay? In order to know and believe the love of God, you need to get this is where your identity needs to be. And I think it's important here, some of the stuff, and honestly, I just got went through it too quickly yesterday, and I want to back up and look at a couple things, okay? Now, again, if you didn't hear yesterday, and I've also been wrong on the numbers. This is the 85 or 86? 86. Today is the 86th broadcast just on knowing and believing the love of God. There's a lot of material that I've covered, and in order to become fully persuaded, you got to get this stuff down on the inside of you. So please take advantage. Go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and please listen to these things over and over and over again. 86 broadcasts, that represents roughly 800 minutes of teaching. No, it'd be more than that. Let's say 1,000 minutes of teaching just on this subject. You need this. You need to get it. I'm going to listen to it myself. And get myself, you know, it's one of those things you're constantly persuading yourself, getting yourself built up, hearing about how much God loves you. And listen, with these things, go back. If you've been listening to these in the car or whatever, I know these are also available by podcast at KurtOwen.com. And share them. There's people you know that need to hear these things, especially with baby Christians. Please get these into people's hands. They're free. That's what our partners do so that we can do this. But you need to get established in this. You need to get your Bible out. Go back now. If you've heard these in your car or radio, or like we were saying, go back now, go to the website, get your Bible out in your house, and this can be part of your 15-minute daily devotional, okay? And that would actually encourage you and help you immensely for you to read it in the Bible for yourself. Do not believe this because I say it. Believe it because the Bible says it, okay? But we're now getting down to the crux of this, okay? We're getting down to really where the rubber meets the road. It all culminates to this. So, and saying that again, you're going to have to hear, I've heard it all. One of the fallacies that people get in their thinking is the fact that God loves some people more than others. And that's not true, even though it can look like that from the outside. See, and this is true of the disciples. If you remember one of the instances, that we looked at in John 19, I believe, or excuse me, John 13 at the Last Supper, where they've told somebody's going to betray Jesus, and they begin to think it's them. They begin to question whether or not it's themselves, and they want to know who it is, and none of them are comfortable asking the question, not even Peter, who had been with him the entire time. And so what is the solution? The solution was, go talk to John, you talk to him. Because, see, they had seen that Jesus would talk to John in a way he didn't talk to anybody else. Now, does that mean that John was loved more? No, it means that actually that John received his love more. And this is, it kind of comes down to this here in John 21, because, and again, if we look at 14 through 18, Peter has this interaction with Peter, or excuse me, Jesus has this interaction with Peter. And now, remember, I want you to get the context of this, and talking about the love of God. Peter has betrayed him, flat said, I don't know him, and did it after he'd been warned he was going to do it, and after he swore he'd never do it. And what does Jesus do? Well, in this chapter, Jesus actually comes looking for Peter. He is not angry, upset, distressed over Peter denying him. No, he goes to let Peter know, I still want to have a relationship with you. My calling for you has not changed just because you betrayed me. And if this is you, you've gone your wrong direction, you've made mistakes or whatever it happens to be, listen, don't run from Jesus, run to him. But now, so Jesus actually feeds this man. They catch fish. Well, Jesus was already cooking some, I believe. And he feeds them. So here's Jesus taking care of this man that denied him. He's not withholding anything. He's not withholding anything from Peter. He's not withholding anything from you. God loves you. But then they have this conversation. And he says, Peter, do you agape me? In other words, agape is love without limits, love by decision, love by purpose, that you've chosen to do this. And Peter, like we said yesterday, he says, I phileo you, I have brotherly love for you. Think of it this way. This would be like a woman asking a man, are you in love with me? And the man responded, well, I love you. It's not the same, right? I unfortunately have had that happen to me, where a person says, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. What are they saying? And especially when you're in love with them, that's an extremely painful. I love you, I care about you, but I'm not in love with you. And that's, in a very real sense, this is what Jesus is asking Peter. Are you in love with me, or do you just love me? And Peter says, I love you. Now, he's trying to sell it like it's a big thing. But the love, and you know this from the Greek, because it looks the same in the English. Jesus says, agape me, love without limits. Peter says, nope, love with limits. I phileo you. I have brotherly affection towards you. Okay, so and he asks him this twice. Jesus responds the same, or Peter responds the same way twice. Third time, Jesus says, phileo me. And he says, yeah, that's where I'm at. Why is Jesus doing this? He's trying to take him to a deeper relationship. And Peter's not going to go. Why? I don't know. Why don't you? Why haven't I? But part of it was Peter's identity was not in Jesus' love. It wasn't in the fact that Jesus loved him, that he was convinced. Now, should he have been? Yes. Is Jesus willing to give him the same relationship that he has with John? Yes. Will Peter accept it? No. He won't. Why? I don't know. Maybe self-condemnation. I can look at my own life and say self-condemnation, a feeling of unworthiness, you know, because you're making it about you rather than about him and his love. You know, John wasn't perfect either. You know, John made mistakes. John was going to burn down an entire city with his brother James because they wouldn't go to church. I mean, and Jesus looked at him and said, you don't know what spirit you're of. That's similar to what he told Peter the day he said, you know, get thee behind me, Satan. You know, thou art an offense. Maybe Peter had some offense going on in his heart. I don't know. But John had some of the exact same things happen, but yet John was convinced Jesus loves me. And he was never far from Jesus. So much so, then Peter asks him, he says, verse 20, Then Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also had leaned on his breast at supper and said, Lord, who is the one that betrays you? Peter, seeing him, said, but Lord, what about this man? And then basically Jesus says, you know what, Peter, you need to run your own race. It's none of your business what's going to happen to him. We should learn that, shouldn't we? Instead of wondering about other people, we should just deal with our own relationship with the Lord. And but there is something sometimes where people, and now remember, Peter is going to work for Jesus. He's going to serve Jesus. Jesus is not done with him just because Jesus has betrayed him. Honestly, even though this man will not walk in the relationship with him that Jesus desires to have with him, he's still telling him, I still have something for you to do. See, Jesus is willing to meet you wherever you are, but you, why deal with a lesser relationship with Jesus when you can have a relationship with him that is second to none, where you can receive from him when nobody else receives? When it becomes obvious that something's going on in your life, how do you get there? Because you become convinced that Jesus loves you. Remember what we talked about in Ephesians, that you become rooted and grounded in love, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God, that he might be able to do for you exceedingly and abundantly, above all you can ask or think. How does that happen? How do you get to that place? You need to find your identity in Jesus' love for you. That everything we've talked about, all of these stories we've read, all this where we talked about the prodigal son, where we talked about Mephibosheth, where we've seen all of these scriptures, you're going to have to remember, this is what Paul did. Paul changed the world. How did he do it? Because he became convinced of God's love for him. He was able to receive from God in some horrible circumstances. Why? Because he was convinced of Jesus' love for him. You need, this is why you need this. Don't just think, wow, that was a great series of messages. Wonder what's next. Get established in this. Let your very identity be found in it. Jesus is saying to you the same thing he said to Peter. Come on, you want to have this relationship of no limit love with me? Don't tell him no. Don't put limits on your love for him, because there are no limits on his love for you. But as soon as you receive his love for you, his limitless love for you, it'll be easy for you to receive his limitless, for you to pledge your limitless love. I love you very much. Stay tuned to Michael for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. The sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made on the cross paid the price not only for the sin of the world, but he also redeemed us from the curse of the law. This means that we now have authority over sickness and disease, just like Jesus. Accessing all of these benefits, however, requires faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God tells us in Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please him, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently seeking God includes hearing the truth from the Word of God being rightly divided. Going to a strong, faith-filled, Bible-believing church is a part of successful and faith-filled Christian walk. Kurt Owen would like to personally invite you to come hear Faith-Filled Words of Life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese Boot.